The pilot would require the state's Division of Mental Health and Addiction Services to contract with local health providers in Tippecanoe, Wayne, and Marion counties to offer evidence-based treatment to addicted adults at serious risk of injury or death. The state would put up a mere $200,000 in administrative costs to support the programs. The bill would also allow the state to force people who have received opioid reversal medication to be treated in the three programs. Mental Health and Addiction Services Director Kevin Moore says the state currently allows involuntary treatment for people who are deemed gravely disabled or dangerous. The new pilot programs would add being revived by naloxone to the list of qualifications. Moore admits he hasn't heard much from local mental health service providers the pilot would rely on, and the agency would need to work with them to figure out how exactly to make that involuntary treatment and the secure facilities it requires available.
What I have heard is that this seems to be a difficult pilot to define and establish.
Governor Eric Holcomb and the Commission to Combat Drug Abuse still need to sign off on the programs. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Sarah Fenton.